On a prior edition of Main Menu, we talked to you all about the Google petition, which was found at www.blindwebaccess.com. This petition asked Google to implement audio CAPTCHA on its websites so that blind and visually impaired computer users could sign up, configure, and utilize Google services independently. It has come to our understanding here at Main Menu that Google will have audio CAPTCHA implemented on its websites by the end of April 2006. While I was at the office today, I thought I need to create a Google account anyway for some work that I'm doing, and let's just see what kind of progress is being made over at Google. I was pleasantly surprised to find that audio CAPTCHA is already working and enabled for many of Google's services. You can create a Gmail account, you can implement Google Groups, and also create a Google account so that you can configure the Google Home page. So on this edition of Main Menu, I thought we'd take the next few minutes and show you the process of creating a Google account so that you can actually configure the Google Home page if you wish. I already have the Google Home page open on my browser. Let me move to that now.
Google-Microsoft Internet Explorer. Google-Microsoft Internet Explorer. Sign in.
I'm going to go to the top of the page.
Google.
I'm using JAWS for Windows now, and I'm going to press the Tab key.
Tab, personalized home link. Tab, sign in visited link.
There's a sign-in link here. I'm going to click that. This is where you actually will either sign in to get to your personalized home page, or where you actually need to create your account. I'm going to click the link now.
Left click. Create an account now link. Google accounts.
I'm going
Google.
To the top of the page.
Google accounts.
And I'm going to press the letter F to jump by form field.
Email colon edit.
Here's an email field.
Password colon edit.
A password.
Remember me on this computer period. Checkbox checked.
A remember me on this computer checkbox.
Sign in button.
And a sign in button. But because I do not yet have a Google account, I'll now move down the page with my down arrow key.
Link forgot your password question. Table end. Blank. Dot apostrophe T have a Google account question. Link create an account now. Left click.
And now we'll Google be on accounts. A form where we can actually create our Google account. I'm going to the top of the page and I'm going to press the letter F again. I'm not going to fill out this form now as I already have a Google account, but I will show you the fields that are required.
Your current email address colon edit.
It will ask for your current email address.
Choose a password colon edit.
Choose your password.
Re-enter password colon edit.
Re-enter the password.
Remember me on this computer period. Checkbox checked.
Remember me on this computer.
Enable personalized search period. Checkbox checked.
Enable personalized search. If you check this box or leave it checked, then what you can do is have your searches remembered as you utilize the Google Home page, and go back and review them if you wish.
Location colon combo box.
You can specify your location.
Type the characters you see or numbers you hear edit.
Type the characters you see or the numbers you hear. This is definitely new. And if you wish to hear that message again, you can simply move your up arrow key up once.
Type the characters you see or numbers you hear.
Let's move down the page with our down arrow key.
Edit. Link graphic. Listen and type the numbers you hear.
Listen and type the numbers you hear. I'm going to click the link now.
Left click.
1. 8.
4.
8. 1.
Now if you click the link again.
Link graphic. Listen and type the numbers you hear. Left click.
1. 8, 4, 8, 1.
You will hear the same numbers repeated again. You simply just need to enter the numbers in the edit box above and continue on your merry way to create your Google account. A hearty thanks goes out to all the folks at Google for making their services more accessible.